Is it fair to say that the Big E itself may be the big attraction this year for a lot of people?
Oh, no question about it, Paul. We've had a lot of inquiry as of late about the 100th anniversary. People who may have been fairgoers back in the day when they were young people who may have moved away from the area. We're getting some great feedback, people saying that they're going to travel to come visit us for the centennial, which is nice.
So what do you have planned? I assume you've got some special exhibits that will mark the centennial.
Sure. So we started to sort of talk about the centennial a couple of years ago, and as we've trying to build momentum towards the celebration of our anniversary, there's been a lot of things going on. We've hosted the community breakfast for the past couple of years. If for the listeners, our building is sort of decorated like a birthday cake at 100 days before the 100th fair. We started to do some celebratory things through social media, prizes and awards and whatnot. But we're really proud to present a 100th year exhibit, which looks back at the history of the Eastern States. And to some extent, it also looks forward to the next 100 years, too. So our fair-going public has been very generous. There's been an outpouring of historic memorabilia, which is not we do not have an archive, particularly here at the Eastern States, so people have been very generous. We've gotten a lot of things to put on exhibit from the Eastern States, but it's come from all across the country. As a matter of fact, two sisters, two women who lived in Ludlow, and they relocated many years ago to Anchorage, Alaska. They're elderly now, but they carried with them from their parents' home some posters from the late 19-teens. And so they were sent to us from Anchorage, Alaska, so that we could include them in our exhibit.
That must have been a surprise to get that in the mail.
Yeah, it really was. You never you don't realize. Well, someone like me, it does a heart good. It makes you feel good because you don't realize how the Eastern States has impacted people throughout their lives. And in this case, you had these two elderly ladies. They had such great fond memories of the Eastern States that they went to the trouble even of packaging something like that up and sending it back to us. With lovely letters, we've received some great correspondence from people, very heartening, about their involvement in our agriculture programming and animal showcases, back in the 1930s when they were young people and some and obviously contemporary correspondence too, but some of the older stuff I guess gets more attention.
As you've looked through some of the artifacts and some of the photographs, what stands out for you, to you?
I probably say this too much, but I was born and raised within 2 miles of the fairgrounds here in West Springfield, and so I've always had the Eastern States have been part of my DNA. But it validates for me so many people have equally heartwarming experiences and memories of the Eastern States. You realize that the Eastern States is bigger than any individual, and there's so many folks who consider the Eastern States part of their DNA. So it's very warm for me to see those messages.
In addition to the exhibits that'll be on display commemorating the centennial, do you have special events planned as well?
We do. As a matter of fact, our opening night, we're going to have a big party, big dance party. For folks familiar with the fairgrounds, we have an enormous tent that will be erected between the Coliseum and the Brooks Building here. So we have this gigantic area that'll be protected from the elements. And on opening night, Shaquille O'Neal, who bills himself as DJ Diesel, will be here, and it'll be a great big dance party. And the fun thing is, when we reached out to Shaquille O'Neal, I was sort of banking on him being inducted into the Hall of Fame, and all the stars were properly aligned. So he'll be inducted into the Hall of Fame on Sunday, then I think it's the 9th of September, and then he'll open up the fair on the 16th. Yeah. So that'll be fun. And then there's a whole host of other things too. We've brought back some, we've been in business for so long. A lot of the entertainers who entertained here years ago have gone on to to heaven, right? So we brought some acts back from back in the day. The Cowsills were here back when they first started. This is one of their opening dates.
And they're a local. It was sort of local because they're from Rhode Island.
Exactly. So you remember. And so they'll be back with us. And, you know, we've got some great music from the 70s. Obviously, that's a genre of music that folks from our generation like. And George Thorogood and the Destroyers will be here. But Blood, Sweat, and Tears will be here. And great new group, the Ex-Ambassadors, will be here. Elle King, she's a Grammy winner this year. Maren Morris as well. And then country act Lee Bryce, of course, very well known. And we've got a whole bunch of other things planned. Rick and Kelly Dale, who are from American Restoration and the History Channel, they were here visiting with us last year, and we were able to find an old Columbia bicycle, and we gave that to Rick and Kelly to be restored. So they're going to return that to the Eastern States this year. And that'll be fun. Mike Brewer will be here for the Collector Car Experience as well. For those folks who are familiar, Mike is on the Discovery Channel in a program with his friend Ed China, two British fellows in a program called Wheeler Dealers, which gets great worldwide attention. So, and he's a great friend of the Eastern States.
Where can people get information about the activities, the events that are going on for the centennial of the Big E?
So I recommend thebigee.com. It's much more efficient than I am in terms of recollecting all the things that are happening. But yes, everybody should go on thebigee.com to be able to plan their day.
And you have a mobile app, though, correct? And that helps people navigate the fairgrounds when they're here at the Eastern State.
So aren't you good? You're way ahead of the curve, ahead of me. So, yes, we have a mobile app, which we're using geotagging. And so when you're on the grounds, if you have the app downloaded onto either your iPhone or your other platforms that are out there, the app applies to both. You'll be able to identify food locations, exhibits, the times of events, and I've seen the app. Our young marketing staff has done a tremendous job, which will make navigating the fairgrounds more efficient than ever before. So I encourage people to download the app.